Yivam is Praktas Zayin Mishnah Dalad. Nafal Amayim, if a person lo'alein falls into water, Bein Sheish Lahen Sof, whether or not the water has a Sof. A Sof means that you can see the end of the water, meaning the borders where the water ends from each side. Bein She'ein Lahen Sof, whether it doesn't have a Sof. So Amayim Sheish Lahen Sof would be like a bore, where you can see all sides of the bore. And water that has no Sof is where you can't see the ends of the water from each side. Ishto Asura. In both of these cases, the woman is still Asur. We're still concerned that the husband's still alive. So this, the Rav says, is Shitas Rabbi Meir. We're going to assume seen. But the Rav brings a Chamer Cholek, and there's obviously a difference. If a person sees him falling into a water that has borders, there's more of a reason to assume he's dead if you don't see him come out. The Rav says, if the Edom would wait there enough time where a person couldn't live anymore and he still doesn't come out, then we assume that he's dead and we allow his wife to get married. Masha Enkein, if it's water She'ein Lam Sof, even if we wait a long time, it's possible that he swam or he was pushed to an area that you can't see him. So we're more machmi, we do not allow his wife to get remarried. And the Rav says the halacha is like the chachamim. Om Rabbi Meir, Maisa Be'echad Shanafal of Bor HaGadol. Rabbi Meir said that there's a Maisa of a person that fell into a large bor. So this is a bor is a mayim, sheyesh la himself. So you would think that the woman be mutter, because for sure the guy died. Va'ola la'achar shloshi yamim, and lo and behold, after 3 days, the guy came out of the water. So Rabbi Meir, therefore, even in a mayim, sheyesh lahem sof, would be machmer and say that the woman is usher to remarry because we're afraid that he's still alive. But the chamer chaylik, the chamer say, we don't bring a raya from a nace like that. That a person's going to live on the water that long. And the Gemara goes through the back and forth between the chamer and the Meir. Am Rabbi Yossi, maisa besuma shiyar litbol b'mara. Rabbi Yossi says there was a maisa of a suma, a blind person that went to be toivel in a cave. A cave is a mayim sheyesh lahem sof. V'yarad moishcho achrov. And behind him was his leader, because he's a blind man. He needed somebody to lead him, and that other guy walked into the cave behind him. V'shoh k'dei sh'teitzei nafsham. And they were in the water enough of a time that they would not be able to live anymore. V'yisiu nishoseim. And the Chum paskened over there that their wives can get remarried, and the chazaka that they drowned. So Rabbi Yossi was bringing a raya that a mayim sheyesh lahem sof, if a person's there enough of a time that he couldn't live anymore, we paskin that he's no longer alive, and we allow his wife to get married again. And now Rabbi Yossi continues another raya. V'shuv masa ba'asya ba'echad shel shulshul liyam. There's another maisa in a place called Asya where one person was sent into the sea, and the Rashba learns that this person that was sent, they tied like a rope to his leg. V'lo ala biyadam ela raglo. And when they pulled up the body, it was only the leg. Amru chacham min harkuvu l'malo. From the knee and above. In other words, if the piece of the leg that came up went above the knee. Tinase, for sure the person died. Minar kuva lamata lo tinase. But if it was only a small piece of the leg from below the knee, she cannot get remarried because we're concerned that perhaps he made it. And perhaps he swam or got pushed to a different area that we couldn't see. And the reason that arkuva lamala, she's allowed to get remarried, is because above the knee is considered like a trefa. And a trefa for sure is going to die, not going to live. So the Mefarshim ask, even if the trefa is eventually going to die, it's possible that he's still alive. He may die, you know, within a few months or so, but perhaps he's still alive and she can't get remarried until we know that he's dead. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, brought by the Magid Mishnah, says that that which we allow her to get remarried is only if she waits 12 months, because after 12 months, for sure, he's dead. The Taisis Yontif asks, but this din of 12 months is not a din by people, it's a din by animals. And an Adam has mazel, a person's able to live a lot longer than 12 months, even if he's a trefa. Even let's say he has lo aleinu a hole in the lungs or something like that. So Taisi Yontif doesn't know where this din of 12 months that the Rishonim say. But nevertheless, at that point in time, she's allowed to get remarried. And the other question is, how did you know that it's this guy's leg? So if it was tied to the leg, then you know. That's what the Rashba said. And the other Shita Taisi Yontif brings in Muka Yosef said, even if it just comes up without being tied to the rope, that wasn't the case, there was no rope. But if the Aver had a simen on it, the simen muvuk, that you knew for sure was his, it would be the same din.